SRN News, I'm John Scott. The conviction of former President Trump causing some of his critics to show their support. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who rarely has anything good to say about Trump, was quick to say the charges should never have been brought in the first place. He also predicted the conviction would be overturned. Similar sentiments coming from moderate GOP Senator Susan Collins and even Trump's estranged former VP Mike Pence. 25% of Republican respondents to an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll conducted before the verdict said they would be more likely to vote for Trump if a jury found him guilty. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com on Capitol Hill, Dr. Anthony Fauci is facing sharp questioning from Republican lawmakers about the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. A Republican-led subcommittee has spent over a year probing the nation's response to the pandemic and whether U.S.-funded research in China may have played any role in how it started. Coronavirus Pandemic Subcommittee Chairman Ohio Representative Brad Winstrup says the mandates issued by Fauci's office lack transparency.
As the pandemic wore on, more mandates also just sort of appeared. But the American public didn't get to see the scientific data to support these mandates.
Winstrup said the policies set out by health officials were a take-it-or-leave-it proposition. The Israeli military confirming the deaths of four more hostages held by Hamas, including three elderly men seen in a Hamas video begging for their release. The three men were all 80 or older. The four men died together in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis when Israelis were operating there. The Dow is down 217 points, but the Nasdaq is ahead 29. This is SRN News. Most Americans support in vitro fertilization. SRN's Michael Harrington has the report.
A poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 70% of the general population thinks IVF is a good thing versus 8% who think it's a bad thing and 22% who aren't sure. The procedure is condemned by some pro-life advocates because it involves the creation of several embryos, some of which can be destroyed if the mother wants them to be. This year, a court in Alabama ruled that IVF embryos are human beings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Canada. Authorities say someone has fired bullets at a Jewish school for the second time in less than 10 days. One bullet struck the Young Israel of Montreal synagogue last week. Then, the week before, several rounds hit a Jewish girls' school in Toronto. No one was injured in either attack. This is SRN News. The U.S. tries to sell Israeli officials on its latest peace proposal in Israel's war against Hamas. The latest from the media lines, Michael Friedson.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has resumed pitching the latest proposals for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, apparently believing he would gain support from Israel's war cabinet by working around Prime Minister Netanyahu. After speaking to the remaining two leaders, Benny Gantz and Yoav Gallant, he learned the Israelis remain steadfast in popular agreement that there will be no ceasefire beyond that needed to repatriate hostages still held by the Iranian terrorist group. In the north, meanwhile, the terror group Hezbollah has stepped up its rocket fire into Israel, increasing the range and lethalness of its rockets. Lebanese rockets have triggered thousands of acres of fire on the Golan Heights. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.